It was an asteroid, just beyond the orbit of Jupiter. Dr. Millar set the computer to calculate its approximate orbit and was surprised to find that Myrna, as he decided to call it, came quite close to Earth. That made it slightly more interesting. He was never able to get the name recognized. Before the IAU could approve it, additional observations had given a much more accurate orbit. And then, only one name was possible. Kali, the goddess of destruction. When Dr. Millar discovered Kali, it was already heading sunward and earthward at an unprecedented velocity. Although the matter was now of somewhat academic importance, everyone wanted to know why Space Guard, with all its resources, had been beaten by an amateur observer on Mars using largely home-built equipment. The answer, as is usual in such cases, was a combination of bad luck and the well-known cussedness of inanimate objects. Kali was extremely faint for its size, being one of the darkest asteroids ever discovered. Obviously, it belonged to the carbonaceous class. Its surface was almost literally soot, and for the last few years, the stellar background across which it had moved had been one of the most crowded parts of the Milky Way. As seen from the Space Guard observatories, it had been lost in a blaze of stars. Dr. Millar, from his viewpoint on Mars, had been lucky. He had deliberately pointed his telescope at one of the less densely packed regions of the sky, and Kali happened to be there. A few weeks earlier or later, and he would have missed it. Needless to say, during the resulting inquiry, Space Guard rechecked its terabytes of observations. When you know that something is there, it's much easier to find it. Kali had been recorded 3 times, but the signal had been near the threshold of noise and so had failed to trigger the automatic search program. Many people were thankful for the oversight. They felt that discovering Kali earlier would merely have prolonged the agony.